The Charlie Ward Champions Ranch is set to be a new sports destination for children and families. The program will include fitness training, several levels of sports, tournaments, camps, and more. They recently broke ground on the site, and Tom was about town to discuss what the ranch hopes to achieve upon completion.
On Monday morning of this week, a crowd of a few hundred people gathered in a large expanse of sandy soil and scrub south of Tallahassee as Florida A&M University's world-famous Marching 100 played. The scene was set for a joyful groundbreaking.
Breaking ground on the first multi-sport field for the Charlie Ward Champions Ranch and the Champions Cafe, powered by Centennial Bank.
That is Tanja Ward. She's the wife of FAMU head basketball coach Charlie Ward. Together, they've crafted a dream that's now reaching fruition, a sprawling facility for kids that combines athletics, academics, life skills training, positive socialization, and essentially everything a young person might need to be a success for the rest of their life. The name of this place, Champions Ranch. And that's where I showed up 1 week before the groundbreaking to meet up with first Tanja and later on with Charlie Ward.
Tanja, I can barely see you. It's a little foggy out here this morning, but here we are at the, I guess, eastern edge of Champions Ranch, down between Tram Road and Woodville Highway, right off of Capitol Circle, southeast. And we are standing in the midst of, it looks a little bit like a lot of sand. It looks like some scrub. There is a retention pond over here to the right of us. And it seems a little difficult to imagine that this is going to look very, very different here within, what, the next couple of years? What's the time frame?
The next couple of years, we have 112 acres that we're going to be developing over time, multi-phase. And the first 40 acres, which is to the west of us, where we're standing now, will include multi-sport fields, a cafe, a indoor turf barn. Everything's a barn because it's a ranch. A boys and girls club and a court barn. And then to the east of us is where the rest of the development will happen, which will include an event barn, a retreat area, a group lodge for overnight camps and events, and also just more lodging and golf area, chipping and putting course.
I gotta ask how this entire concept, though, of the Champions Ranch with you and your beloved coach, Charlie Ward, got started. Where did this idea come from?
We have been working on this in different iterations for decades. It's been a work in process of wanting to have, initially it was just the Ward Wellness Center was what we were looking at about 20 years ago when we started, and it was much smaller in scale, but just really seeing the need that sports is a great draw for bringing youth and families in, but really beginning to meet more needs than just teaching them about sports. Character development, teamwork, discipline, all those things were always a part of the programming that we did, and we wanted to have a permanent place to do that and expose kids to other opportunities, because there's a very small percentage that'll have the path that Charlie had, but there's a large opportunity for kids to be the best professional in whatever God's called them to do. And that's the kind of environment we've always wanted to create, but do that in a more permanent place. And so as the years progressed and God took away some things, added some things, moved us around, it was really all preparation for this moment to be settled here in Tallahassee and make a decision to put down roots and make the permanent place here in Tallahassee.
Let's talk about the kids who will be the beneficiaries of the program, though. Will this be exclusively at-risk kids, a general population? How do you see that playing out as to who will be part of the Champions Ranch family, if you will?
It's going to be a place for everyone, and I know that sounds like very Pollyanna-ish, but that's really the way we're designing it. A lot of youth sports complexes that we visited around the country and that we model after tend to be exclusive to travel ball families. We want travel ball families, but we did this model as a nonprofit because we really want to make sure it's accessible to our at-risk kids who don't have opportunities simply because of finance. And so the way our model works is all of those folks will be able to come, whether they're travel ball families, whether they're kids who are going through programming that is funded because of their financial situation may be more at risk. we want it to be accessible because now we create this commingling that's really beautiful. We give opportunities to kids who might never have it. We make it convenient for families who have to travel all the time, and we can do it all in one place in a facility that is going to be pristine. It's going to be state-of-the-art, but also accessible. The beauty of it is that this is an intergenerational space. And so if I can timeline it through the day, the top of the day starts with mom and tot programs or caregiver and tot programs. Seniors coming to play bingo, get their walks in, enjoy maybe a class or two, drink some coffee, let their little ones get their wiggles out. And as the day progresses, it transitions to this after-school space that's bustling with kids coming in, getting help with homework assignments, being exposed to robotics or STEM programs, taking a theater class and learning how to find their voice, and of course, participating in sports activities, recreational activities. And then that'll be the bulk of the evening. And then as we move into the night, we'll have our corporate rec leagues where folks who want to burn steam and compete and still live out their childhood dreams as an adult will come and be able to work out and compete and build that sense of community that helps strengthen teams in corporate settings as well. Then on the weekends, it's the travel ball scene. Those families that have been normally traveling to Orlando or Miami or Jacksonville or Atlanta will be able to have competitions here. Those organizations who have been wanting to host events will be able to do that here. And Tallahassee is just such a great location because of our proximity to Alabama and to Georgia. Here you can have a regional tournament that's less expensive and it's able to draw people from more places than if you were in Miami. So it becomes this regional and even national destination because of the relationships that we have. We've hosted events around the nation and we've always been able to draw people from around the nation because of relationships. And that's the way this will be based, is relationships, leveraging relationships we have nationally and internationally for other pro athletes to program here, other organizations to program here. So we're just creating the space for others to come in and do their work, their research-based, proven work in a setting that's going to be beneficial for kids.
Yeah, it seems almost like a multifaceted, holistic community center / visitor and athletic destination. I mean, boy, you could go on with a whole bunch of hyphens here.
And there's nothing like it. Like, this is something that is... There are models that we're following, so there's some proven models here, but bringing it all together is what makes it unique. And having the faith-based undergirding is also what makes it unique. I mean, for us, this is clearly a God-sized vision, so it's not something we have been able to do on our own or even intend to do on our own. Having partners like the Boys and Girls Club bring their flagship club here. Partners like the Challenger Center do satellite programming because they sell out of their programs every year. But now they'll be able to offer more programming in this satellite space and even extend it to kids who would never be able to meet the deadlines of the Challenger Center. That's what makes this unique.
It still is a very much project in progress, if you will, but you recently hit a really significant part of this puzzle, which is clearing the $9 million mark in contributions. How did that happen?
Clearly, that was God. I mean, you know, we have been working on this for so long. We still have a long way to go, but we are celebrating every moment along the way. And the $9 million mark meant that we can break ground on the first multi-sport field. And that means we can get kids out here active and playing as we continue to raise to build the rest. And so along with that field, we will have a cafe that will give us some program space to start doing some programs. And we have partners that will come in and do that, like Rebound and Recovery from the Stoop Center. Some of the theater programs will do some programs. Some STEM programs will come. And we have a partnership with the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation. They have a mobile STEM cart, so we'll be able to do that in the cafe. But we're going to do everything that will scale into these larger buildings, starting with that first phase. So that's what that first mark means. So now we take that, we celebrate that, we start with that, but then we want to keep going because the next building is the indoor turf barn. And that allows us to scale into larger programs and complete a project that will offer a indoor turf. I was on the phone last week with, you know, we host the Capital City Flag Football Classic here, right? And one of the challenges they have always had is good field condition And they sometimes have had to cancel because of rain. And they're like, oh my gosh, once this is built, we will never have to cancel because we will have an indoor space where we can do this.
That is remarkable. But the other remarkable thing is having the cachet of the family name. What does that mean, really, to have Coach and yourself as a real team effort here to get a Champions Ranch up and running and moving forward?
Well, it's been such a blessing that God allowed Charlie to have the gifts and talents that he has, to have the career that he had, which no one thought it would be in basketball for as long as it was. And for that then to, for him to have the opportunity to transition from professional basketball into professional coaching. He coached for 2 years for the Houston Rockets, and that teed him into the trajectory of coaching for kids. We'd always been running programs, and he had even said, oh, I will not be a coach. But I knew, his mom knew, and we were like, yeah, you're just like your dad, you're going to be a coach because you're good with kids and you have something to share. And he never really accepted the fact that even though he had innate talent, he also had the ability to communicate how he did what he did to kids. And so from that, we have been blessed that he's been able to maintain his reputation, not only as a stellar athlete, but as an amazing coach, leading teams, transforming teams. You know, in football, he'll tell you he didn't win as much as he would have hoped, but every program he touched was transformed. He did get to win when he was coaching at Florida High, won a state championship, but also transformed the culture and the programs there. And so now in this role at FAMU, it's the same goal, to transform culture and use his reputation. Is not just something that's written, it's what he lives. It's true to who he is, and wanting to share that and be an influence and impact. And so having the Charlie Ward brand is definitely a blessing, and it's authentic. It really is who we are as a family, and our commitment over time has been the same.
When's the entire concept as we see it here on this really nice artist rendition board going to be going?
So for the first 40 acres timeline, probably about 8 years for this to be fully complete. We'll start with the first multi-sport field, cutting that ribbon in the fall and starting programming, continuing to raise and move on to the next building, which will be the court barn. Boys and Girls Club will do their vertical structure because we're going to create the infrastructure for them. Then we'll move into the court building probably in about 5 years to build that up. And once those are up and going, those are our main machines and engines that will fuel the growth of the chipping and putting course and the other retreat areas and eventing areas.
It was at that moment that Coach Ward came rolling up, and as he got out of his truck, he paused for a moment to pull off his gym shoes and pull on some really classy cowboy boots.
That's what you got to have in South Tallahassee, is boots.
Yeah, yeah. Got to have some boots.
Coach, how the heck are you?
Oh,
well. Thanks for coming out here out in the fog.
And... Oh, no problem. I appreciate you guys.
Oh, sorry, my gosh.
I'm running late. As I always say, I'm the trophy in this deal. So I play my role, and I smile and say, good job.
Where'd you get those boots? They're awesome.
Texas.
In Fort Worth,
okay.
Yep.
Let me just get your angle on this here, Coach, and I'll let you guys get back to it. Where did the concept come from? Was this your thing? You pulled it out and just said, hey, this is what I'd really, really like to do, or you saw somebody else was moving in a direction like that? How did that happen?
Well, it's kind of all of the above. We've been doing programming for all of our years that we've been married, which is almost 30 years. And so... this was just a great opportunity for us as we started to lay down roots here in Tallahassee. And the concept, you know, came essentially from all the things that our family's been a part of in some form or fashion. So everything at the Champions Ranch, our family's been a part of it. And we got some other people to believe in the vision. And that's kind of where we are now, to where what we did, going to other places, doing the programming, to where now we can have our facility here, to where we can continue to make an impact on the community.
How can the community get more involved? Because there's still, I would suspect, a lot of folks who champions what and may not have even a clue that this is being built out here.
believe it or not, there are more people that know about it. They're just waiting for it to actually happen. I think we've done a pretty good job of putting it out there in our circle and others' circle. And so it's just a matter of letting people understand and know that we still have a good little ways to go. There are a lot of ways that the community can get involved at whatever their level is to be able to help us get to that, to be able to finish off the first phase.
And finally, what do you see the impact being on the kids and their families? Because it's all about that.
Well, the impact is essentially kind of all of us. You know, we've had people help us get us to where we are today. And that's what we want to be able to do as well here at the Champions Ranch. We have all the wraparound services for growth, whether it's a youth or adult. And that's our goal and mission, is to make sure that we can make that impact on someone to be able to help them elevate to where we are today. And so that's our goal.
It's like the ultimate mentorship program, it sounds like.
Mentorship, leadership development, all from athletics to business, regardless of what it may be. But our goal is to make an impact on the youth so that they can grow stronger mentally, physically, and spiritually, as well as the adults that will come to campus as well.
Coach Charlie Ward and his wife Tanja Ward, whose Champions Ranch dream is finally becoming reality. I'm Tom Flanagan with Tom About Town.